This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube-streamed worship service from St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on the 26th of April 2026. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Holy Gospel according to John chapter 10. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the shepherd hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let's pray. Saviour, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need your tender care. Guide us, guard us, feed us, lead us. Help us to hear your voice for us now. Amen. Thanks, Gary, for singing the words to the psalm, the setting that was penned by Pastor Sue a little while ago, and we sang this on Wednesday at Peter's funeral. I'm indebted to Pastor Sue not only for the psalm, but it's wonderful that we have it today, but also for this sermon, I have to say. Most of it is actually something that she wrote some little time ago for a service of prayer and healing during this last Lenten season. And I've simply added some things to it. So I pray that you hear the voice of your shepherd, Pastor Sue, as well today. Today we turn to one of the most beloved passages in all of Scripture, Psalm 23, which we probably all have heard in some way, shape or form. Its words are familiar to many of us. They've been whispered at hospital bedsides, haven't they? Spoken at grave sites. And as I said, sung at funerals. And this beautiful psalm and the sure promises of the Good Shepherd in John chapter 10, we heard at both of the funerals these past few days here at St. Paul's. When Pastor Sue wrote this homily, she had no idea that her dear Peter and our other beloved Peter Leslie would no longer be on this earth this Good Shepherd Sunday. I know that grieving people are praying these words quietly in the depths of night now. Yet as Pastor Sue wrote, and as James is showing us, this psalm is not only written for moments of loss. It's a song of trust spoken by someone who's discovered that God's care is real for their lives, even in the midst of life's deepest valleys. It's a song of faith and life spoken by someone whose faith overflows into a life of loving, serving, witnessing, and sharing despite grief and despite the hardest edges of life. And today, we shall begin to explore as people of faith together, people of the resurrection together, people of promise and grace together, what it is for us to consider how our hope and our faith in this Jesus overflows to other people in our lives too. They too might know him as their good shepherd. So the psalm begins with a simple but profound confession. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The image of God as shepherd is both intimate and powerful, isn't it? A shepherd lives among the flock, watching, guiding, protecting. The shepherd knows the terrain and walks with the sheep through it. In the same way, God is not distant from your life and mine. God knows our needs, our fears, our tears, and the places where we feel most vulnerable. To say that the Lord is our shepherd is to trust that we're not abandoned in this journey of life. The psalm continues with images of rest and nourishment, doesn't it? Green pastures, still waters. These are pictures of deep provision. God doesn't merely give us just enough to survive. God leads us into places where our spirits can breathe again. In a world often where we feel hurried and so often anxious, which may be caused by what's going on around us or what's going on within us, God invites you and me into spaces of stillness where our souls can be restored. The shepherd doesn't drive the sheep forward relentlessly, but leads them to places where they may lie down and be renewed. And this restoration touches the deepest part of who we are. He restores my soul. God's care reaches beyond our outer circumstances and into our inner life. The God who guides us also heals us. In the quiet presence of the shepherd, what is weary can be revived. What is broken can be mended. And what feels lost can be found again. Yet the psalm is honest about the reality of our life. It doesn't promise that the path will always remain in green pastures. Instead, it acknowledges the valley, the shadowed places where fear and uncertainty dwell too. We know these valleys, don't we? They appear in illness, grief, anxiety, loneliness, or the burdens that we carry within ourselves. But the psalm does not say that we remain in that valley, does it? It's important to hear this clearly, I think, for I believe it's the key to understanding the Good Shepherd's promise of abundant life for the flock he loves. The psalm says we walk through the valley. Last week we heard of disciples stuck in the midst of grief on the road to Emmaus. I know too how deep grief can be and how stuck we can be. The valley of the shadow is real, isn't it? And we'll never downplay that. But the psalmist confesses and knows that this is not the place where they live, not their dwelling place. In the journey through the valley of the shadow, we hear the central promise of the psalm, "You are with me." The shepherd does not remove every darkness from our lives, but the shepherd enters it with us. The presence of God becomes our comfort, our courage, our strength. And then, amazingly, the image of the psalm shifts. The shepherd becomes a gracious host who prepares a table for us. And today, as I say, today is a community day where a table is set for us after the service, and I simply want to acknowledge the architect of our community lunches, Brianna. It's a wonderful thing that we will gather today and share that. It's a lovely image of this psalm for me. Even in the presence of what threatens us sometimes in life, fear, pain, uncertainty, God sets a place for us, for you. And our heads are anointed with oil. It's a beautiful sign of blessing and welcome. The Father's welcome for all his children, all his little lambs, to his family through his Son. And from there, our cup overflows with grace. What God gives is never scarce, it's abundant. Our cup overflows with grace from our hearts restored into the lives of others. Our lives, which in Christ are lived to the full, overflow to others too. So to whom might the Good Shepherd be calling you to be courageous, to share your faith and your hope as your cup overflows? As I mentioned before, worship beginning on May 17, and for every Sunday for the next five after that, I'll be conducting an in-person gospel fluency workshop using the LCA gospel fluency workshop resource developed by our own Pastor Nathan, wherever you might be sitting today. Thank you for this precious gift for our church. This in-person workshop will be a small one this time, and it's primarily aimed to help people who are volunteering weekdays in our community centre and people who are part of our mission coordinating team. But I need six more of you. So if what you're about to see and hear interests you, tell me after worship if you have an opportunity. We're going to have a look at a short 90-second clip from as an introduction to the Gospel Fluency Workshop now.
Hi, I'm Nathan Head.
And I'm Jo Chamberlain. Welcome to the Gospel Fluency series.
This is for the everyday people of God to equip you and give you confidence in sharing the gospel in your relationships.
We will offer some practical tools on how to speak the gospel fluently in your everyday experiences and relationships with people.
We pray that this will be a great blessing to you and to the people that you do the course with, but also to the people that God has placed around you. Let's begin. You might be curious as to why we have titled this series Gospel Fluency rather than something like evangelism. Well, that's because we want you to think of learning to speak the gospel naturally as if you are learning to speak a new language. And there's a whole lot of things that are involved with learning a new language, but just a few of them that are important for gospel fluency would be things like, you've got to be willing to make a mistake. You have to give it a go and know that you might not get it right the first time, and that's okay. I think you also need a community of people around you to help you immerse you in that new language. And above all, if you're going to learn a new language, you have to practice. You just can't get good without giving it a go.
So that's just to whet your appetite. And that's what we'll be spending time learning together, making mistakes together, I'm sure. Learning the language of gospel fluency, learning the Good Shepherd language, as I'd like to call it. And I'd like to run lots more of these courses, but for small groups here, connect groups, or people at home, you can go to the LCA website, and here is the most beautiful resource for you to work with. I commend it to us all. In a few minutes too, though, as a community, we will come forward together to this place as the flock of the Good Shepherd to receive Holy Communion. And we'll step ourselves into the psalm in another way. We come to the table that the Lord, our Good Shepherd, prepares for you, for me, for us. And here Christ meets us not because we're strong, but because we are in need. Here the Good Shepherd becomes our host, offering nourishment for our bodies and healing for our souls. Here we join with every member of the flock of the Good Shepherd, who tells us that no one and nothing will snatch us from his hand. Every member of the flock who has gone before us, we join in this heavenly banquet on earth. Who might you remember today who has gone before us in this flock? And the psalm ends with a promise that stretches across all of your days and mine. Surely goodness and mercy shall pursue me all the days of my life. Even when we wander, even when we lose our way, even when our hearts break and we wonder where our shepherd is, God's love does not stop speaking to us. It follows us, surrounds us, and gently leads us home. In the presence of the shepherd and the host, we discover again that we are never alone. Our souls are restored, our fears are quieted, and our lives are held in the goodness of God. And so we come forward today with open hearts, trusting that the one who walks with us will also heal us and make us whole and give us his voice for the world. God's resurrection life flows into our hearts and overflows to the people of our hearts. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Amen. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall always